Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Dr. Terry Griffin. He's an economist with Kansas State University Extension, and we're going to talk astronomy. He spoke this afternoon at a conference I was at, and I just thought it was fascinating. The reason you should care is because we have a lot of things that are being led around by GPS, and I was just enthralled by the answer. So, Dr. Griffin, can you just kind of give us a background on why we should be worried about this?
So GPS, in a more generic term, maybe GNSS, Global Navigation Satellite System, works with the constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit. And the calculations that we make on the ground with our receivers has to do with how long those signals take to get from the satellite to the receiver. And if our atmosphere is agitated, maybe activated, it takes a few milliseconds longer, with those milliseconds turned into feet and maybe meters, yards of inaccuracy when there's a disturbance.
So how often do we have these disturbances?
Well, last year we had one on May 10th and May 11th, 2024. We had another one in October 10th, 2024. Before that, it was December 2006. So hasn't been that often, but that's not to say that it won't occur frequently this year in 2025 and next year in 2026, because we've enjoyed a quiet time when it comes to solar activity for the last 30 years. The previous solar cycle was relatively mild compared to all the others in recorded history, which goes back to 1750. It looks like the current solar cycle, which is number 25, is a normal cycle. It's not more active, it's just normal. Solar cycle 24 was pretty mild. So since the GPS era started in the late 1990s, early 2000, we've not experienced any what I would call a geomagnetic disturbance until May 10, 2024. So it hasn't happened that often, but that was the anomaly. The normal would be these events happening more frequently.
So if I am a farmer that's using global positioning satellites to guide, will I have some warning so I can tell my guys to shut down or just take a couple hours off?
There would be some warning. So like on May 10th, for instance, we could see there was a large active sunspot. If you took your eclipse glasses, you could look at the sun and see it. And then there was a series of what the scientists call coronal mass ejections, CMEs. This is when the sun sends particles outward, away from the sun. The matter in the sun gets sent into space, and they hit us. They hit Earth. And we could see it leaving the sun 8 minutes and 20 seconds after it left. But it took about 18 hours to a day to reach us, which is moving really, really fast, but slower than the speed of light. So we did have some warnings coming to us, but we don't always know if it's going to be affecting us until it's about 90% here, because we have satellites that detect these things in low Earth orbit at Lagrange Point 1, which is 1 million miles from Earth. The sun is 93 million miles from Earth, so the matter has already moved 92 million miles, and we can only have a really good guess at last 1 million miles. So we do have a little bit of a heads up, but not much. But from a farmer's perspective, you know, it's kind of like a thunderstorm coming over the horizon. You can see it coming. Does that mean you need to shut down or just keep going as hard as you can? And that's sort of the analogy. Most farms, if they're planting, they'll keep planting until they can't plant anymore.
So I guess we need to start quoting sunspot forecasts?
We do. So NOAA, which is the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, has a division called the Space Weather Prediction Center, SWPSC. And they have a really nice website. They have some forecasts. They have some nowcasts. And if you look at it, there's a really nice bar chart that has, I quickly look at it to look at the colors. If the colors are green, I think it probably means there's not that much of a disturbance locally. But if they become, those bars become dark red, orange even, then that would indicate that there is a disturbance in our atmosphere that could cause GPS to have signal degradation.
That's Dr. Terry Griffin, and he's with Kansas State University. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.